What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Boop, boop, diddle ding, 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 ding.
Oh, baby. Wow. The energy. The commitment.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Tempo fluctuations.
Wasn't good, but I loved it.
Oh, no, it was fantastic.
I loved it.
It was great.
Thank you, Andy, for
welcome in.
Bringing that heat.
I feel like the enthusiasm was there to mask the great unknown. I had no idea what was coming, but what better way to welcome you into episode 268 than that fantastic scat? Welcome to the Spitballers. Andy, Mike, and Jason back with you. Would you rather? Is this real life? And we are drafting, as we always do. Today we are drafting things that are fragile.
Fragile.
Which way do you pronounce it? Are you a fragile or fragile?
It's some fragile.
I'm an American.
Yeah.
So it's fragile.
Yeah.
Is that the American way to say it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fragile rock.
So nothing.
That's fragile, but
close enough.
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
I was thinking maybe there were tiers, like some things are just fragile and some things are fragile.
Oh, okay.
Maybe if it's imported.
Oh, okay.
You know.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Makes sense.
At Spitballers Pod over on Twitter if you want to follow us there. Welcome into yet another episode. Let's get it going.
Would you rather?
Surge from Patreon says, which pirate attribute would you rather have for the rest of your life?
Yarr!
A hook hand.
Yarr!
A peg leg.
Oh, Mike.
What?
You let me down.
Yeah. Oh, you wanted one for everyone?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Hey.
Or an eye patch.
Thank you.
A hook hand, a peg leg, an eye patch.
So these are all negatives.
Oh, avast. Well, if you want to look at them that way.
Were there normal pirates that had all of their, like they had their eyes and they had their legs and they had their hands? Why are pirates all without objects, of their body?
I have heard, now this could be just an old, wives' tale, but I have heard that the eye patch was actually a device because they would cover one eye because they're up in the deck in the sun, and then when you went below deck, it was so dark. Maybe because you're on an old pirate ship.
Not a lot of lit candles down there
that
on the boat.
Yeah, that like your eye adjusting, they would move the eye patch to the other eye because
your eye would
be ready for the dark.
As you say that, I know I've heard that before, which is the scientific methodology of knowing it's a fact.
Right.
Because it's now confirmed that is...
We have tested the hypothesis.
Historically correct. So what you're telling me here is... Most people's assumption of, they've lost an eye.
Right.
It's not true.
No.
Or, man, he got a nasty, wicked gash on his eye. He doesn't want to show that. Not true.
No, you're gearing up for a haunted house.
It's probably a beautiful eye under that patch, and I could switch it to the other
probably,
one.
So it was probably the same as the other one.
They opted in to no depth perception?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I've heard.
No, I mean, you're sacrificing depth perception for slightly improved eye. Are they going below deck and above deck that often?
I believe so.
Well, maybe what you do is you just got the eye patch flipped up most of the time. And then I got to go down soon. Bloop, bloop. And then you just
You checked your watch like a pirate is checking their watch.
I checked my watch?
Yeah, you did.
I was lifting the
eye.
Okay.
It's about time for me to head below deck.
Now you're going to tell me that they have real hands that are just holding on to hooks now underneath that.
Yes, but they've got a long sleeve that covers the hand, so you don't know.
I was under the impression pirates are plucking out each other's eyes for generations.
Well, there's no, I mean, other than
the parrot that's sitting on their shoulder plucks out the eye that the parrot, the side that the parrot.
You don't give them the crackers?
Yeah.
Look, maybe. Owl, is there, can you check the historicity of this eye patch?
That's not a word.
Yeah. I'm looking into it.
Yeah, that
sounds like a monstrosity.
Look, I've I've heard that word.
Hysterosity.
I've heard that word. Yeah. So it's a real word.
Thank you.
100%. I mean, look, the hook hand is an active weapon. So there is a potential positive to the hook hand.
For melee.
Yes. But the only kind of fighting they really did other than
the guns?
No, other than the shooting the boats.
And the cannons?
The cannons.
Yeah.
But cannons weren't portable.
They had pistols?
No.
Yes.
No, they said swords.
Have you ever seen a pirate movie? They always have the one-shot pistol.
Yeah, they got a one. I mean, you get one good
shot. Okay, that was a complete lie, apparently, the eye patch thing.
That's a good story,
no!
though. It's a good story.
Oh, no!
Mythbusters did do an experiment, and it does seem plausible that that would
help,
but
there's got to be at least one pirate that did this.
That pirates actually even wore eye patches.
I was going to say, they're,
yeah, I don't think they did
most
any
pirates
of these
had
things.
All of their hands, all of their eyes, and all of their legs.
Yeah,
there were just a couple famous ones that didn't.
They just had scurvy.
This says the myths largely come from the novel Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson.
Yeah, so Treasure Island and Peter Pan have shaped the way that we think about pirates. They're actually all really nice people.
I am keeping.
Like, they got a bad rap.
Very much not true.
They were the pirates.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure real pirates are very bad.
Pirates. The eye patch, I'm not losing my depth perception. The peg leg, I'm not losing my ability to run. I'm taking the hook hand because, yes, I don't have a hand, but I can also use it.
Yeah, you can hang from stuff so much easier. You know what I mean?
No, there's no way.
Well, it's attached.
How?
Dude.
Grafted to the bone, my man. I mean, this is fully installed.
It's just a strap.
Nah, not mine. Mine is adamantiumed in. And you know what I'm doing on the boat? I'm coming from that top little look tower, and I'm sliding down the rope.
The zip line.
Zip line with my
he
hook.
He has fallen 60 feet, and the hook is staying up top.
Yes, it is.
Either that or the hook is very sharp and just cuts the rope. I didn't think this through.
I just don't understand why they didn't do something other than a hook. I mean, if you can do a hook, you can do anything, right? You could have strapped on a sword full time. Well, that's not great for sleeping.
Yeah, there'd be
some
issues.
Yeah, try to hang from that. Can't happen.
Also, how are you walking around on a boat where, I mean, you're in the middle of the ocean. I imagine that the deck is frequently being swabbed. It's getting some waves hitting it and stuff. If you have a peg leg, how are you not just sliding everywhere? How can you possibly walk?
I would think you're just falling.
Yeah, that's, that's,
you know what
I mean?
Like, if you're sliding, it's because you're on your back, just sliding back and forth after you've fallen. You can't do the peg leg. That's the worst of the three. I think that's universal. Much less you can do with that. I would rank them eye patches the best because I can just flip it up.
I think for the point of the question, you have to wear it.
Yeah, you also you don't have an eye underneath, so flip it up all you want, but you don't have an eye.
I will allow you to remove it when you sleep.
Thank you. And the hook?
No.
Ooh, that's a problem for my pillows. I'm going
to
take...
Well, you said it was grafted to the bone, Jay. You can't have it all.
I'm going to take the eye patch. I want my hands and feet. I just want them.
Mark from the UK, would you rather have to FaceTime with your in-laws for 30 minutes per day?
Okay.
Or have them live with you for 1 month out of every single year? what do you think, Mike?
Well, as someone who has cordially opened my domicile to my in-laws for quite some time.
FaceTime?
There are some challenges. They're great people, but there are challenges when you add that type of dynamic into your household.
So which one are you going with?
It's over after a month. 30 minutes a
day. Not in your life.
Yeah, wait, I can make it some money.
No, I'm saying this hypothetical question.
Right.
You've got to be on, you know, a Zoom for 30 minutes every single day.
That's a lot of time.
That is a lot of time to give up for anything.
My in-laws used to live out of state, and they would come into town and stay with us once a year normally. It wasn't a month. It was normally like a week. It wasn't so bad. A week. A month's a while.
Would you?
A month every year is a while.
But 30 minutes. Is there anyone, and I'll include my spouse, anyone you want to FaceTime for 30 minutes a day?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I love my family. I don't want to FaceTime for 30 minutes a day.
Well, you don't need to, though. I mean, you see your family for more than 30 minutes a day.
That's fair.
So maybe FaceTiming them is even better, because that means you're on vacation. I mean, why would you FaceTime someone you live with?
Well, okay, just changes to be you like your dad. FaceTime your dad.
30 minutes every day?
Yeah, that's a lot of time. I don't see my dad every day.
That's too
Can
much
Can I watch a sitcom peripherally?
You've got the Zoom
behind the phone
and right in front of the TV.
Because I'm sure my reactions to that sitcom would be perfectly matched to what my father wanted me to laugh
and
in that moment.
Definitely growing out his hair to cover the AirPod. You know what I mean? Like
right.
he's going to have one in, be laughing at all sorts of Seinfeld jokes.
My dad will
sense.
Never be as funny as he is on those calls.
All right,
he'll be like, I
Josh did the math, 182 hours a year.
And there's 730 hours in a month. But the 182 here, that's all active hours. The 730 in a month, half of that is sleeping. So you're definitely cutting down your in-law time in at least half. And then half of that time, you're not hanging out with them. So you're significantly less. They're staying for a month.
I'm taking the month.
It's taking the
definitely
month.
The month. And and it's a good point. Like the FaceTime anyone for 30 minutes a day is just, I don't want to take 30 minutes to do anything.
Either of you guys ever have a long distance relationship with a girl before you were married? You ever have to do that?
Not like nope. Not a long one.
I did one summer. I did a summer.
Okay.
And that didn't go well.
I had two different long-term relationships.
This guy.
And
one of them turned out okay.
One of them I married. The other one did not work out. But both got to the point where the obligatory daily call, because there was no end to it, right? It was like you felt like you had to have a long call every day.
I have nothing else to say.
To maintain the relationship. And I'd be like, I don't like this every day.
Like, well, I ate lunch.
I want to go play video games.
And I went to work.
Oh, that's cool. Like yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Anything big happen? No. Nope. Yeah. Nope.
Drew from the website, would you rather be able to turn any object into cake or be able to turn any liquid
now the cake
into your favorite soda?
The cake looks like the object.
Yeah.
We're just making, yeah?
For sure.
Oh, it's the cake.
It's got to be the cake.
It's the cake. You could do hilarious things. Hilarious things by turning anything into cake.
Oh, yeah. Go get in your car.
Yeah.
Psych, that's a cake. They just grab the door handle and squeeze.
I got to use the bathroom. Oh, yeah. Let me know how it goes. Kerslaw.
The toilet turns into cake?
Oh, yeah. Anything you want. Anything you want.
The other one.
This is a great superpower. I can turn anything into cake?
They're such different powers. Like, Let me be honest. I could turn every liquid that I want to drink in my life into my favorite soda right now by just buying the soda. But I can't buy cake in any shape.
Right. Yeah, these feel wildly.
Place. They feel wildly different.
Yeah.
But you're going to want, I mean, practical jokes is I'm just saying eating, you're going to want soda more than you want cake.
Maybe. I don't know about
maybe
that.
I spoke
this
too
isn't
soon.
Even about eating it. Like, I'm going to open a cake shop. You know what I mean?
Of course you are.
We're back to
of course you are.
Well, you're telling me if you had that superpower, you're not selling amazing
thing.
Cakes?
But, Jay, you could have a cake shop that's made out of a cake.
Oh, baby. The problem with that is
it's too moist.
Once you do turn the building
the mold,
into the cake.
Is it done?
It doesn't. You can't revert it. So you could just ruin so many.
More toilet
the
cakes.
The White House. Right, has a week left because you're a cake.
Everybody goes and eats the White House.
Can I turn people into cake?
I just, dude, if you drink this much soda.
That's murder.
That's murder.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to drink soda. Like, I don't have a desire to drink. Every now and then,
honestly, if you could turn your sodas into water, you'd be healthier. If you did it the opposite way.
Yeah, you'd have a problem with cake, though. Because you'd do the hijinks, but you'd also be like, man, I'm kind of hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a slice of cake.
Yeah, that would be.
That's a problem. That's diabetes.
I guess because that one is an diabetes. That one seems like a better power. I'm going to take the cake one and just learn to control my power. Learn to harness the cake power.
It's going to be real hard to not turn someone's car into cake.
It'll be real easy to turn someone's car into cake.
I mean,
but you then you just have plausible deniability. I don't know how you're, dude. You're the only one that can turn things into cakes,
sir. This is gonna sound strange, but can you turn things into cake?
You need to have a 4-digit code before you do the transformation that you have to put in to be sure, because you're gonna be freewheeling and be like, cake,
two key system.
Yeah, you need to be able to put in your code, your responsibility cake code. Chandler from the website, would you rather watch a movie with a great plot but bad acting, or a movie with a terrible plot but great acting? I feel like the latter is the one, those are the ones that win the all the Oscars.
100%. And I hate them. It's so true. When you watch these awful movies with no point or purpose, ending, but there's great acting.
Yeah.
Oh, all the fart sniffers out there that are, voting on Academy Awards, they just gobble that
when I
up.
Watch those movies that are supposed to be good, all I hear is faces in my peripheral going, "You're supposed to like this. You're supposed to love this movie." No, if it's got a stupid plot and you act good in it,
it's awful.
That's a stupid movie you shouldn't have signed up to do.
Are you on the fart sniffer side?
More often than not,
Oh, gross.
Yeah, great movies are great movies.
Oh my gosh, go watch Dunkirk.
Yeah, maybe
that
I will.
That was nominated. Go watch it. I dare you. You'll want to turn your own eyes into cake when you're in the middle of watching that movie.
Now, all this being said, you don't realize... We don't see actual bad acting often, right? We watch so many movies, so many shows.
I see it very frequently.
Network TV.
You think you do. You see acting that is not great. And you're like, that's some bad acting. But if you actually see bad acting, like they're just not able to act, and it's just this person who feels like they're completely out of place. I would say a lot of people can't act. They can't just do that skill, and unwatchable. I would much rather watch a bad movie with a terrible plot with good acting, as much as I don't like that, than ever watch a genuinely bad actor. It's so cringy. I can't handle it.
I think that's the right pick, because if you see a movie with great acting, you will be watching it with hope that the plot becomes better. But I doubt once you're a certain ways into a movie with bad acting, it's not getting better. That's a lost cause.
Yeah, bad acting is...
So you watch all them fart sniffer movies, huh?
Not all of them, but I'm open to them. But you don't like the fart sniff movies, but you also don't like the brain dead Marvel movies.
Yeah, so, I like them right in between.
Sure to be clear that you were talking to Andy.
Yes,
there,
yes.
I love the brain dead Marvel movies.
You know what I like? I like the way you called them brain dead Marvel movies.
Yeah, because they're a popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of them. There's a couple of them where you're like, oh, that's a feeling.
There's a few good ones. But now we're on the other side of that, and we see where everything's going.
Where is it going?
Into the cake toilet, man. Nobody likes the movies no more. They're all tired of them.
Do people like movies anymore?
People like good movies. They just don't make good movies anymore.
That's the problem. Right. People make movies now without the, there's no passion behind it. I mean, there are some movies that are like that, obviously. They're smaller and they do well. And I like a good drama with good acting and a good plot. Is that too much to ask?
I think that is.
That's my favorite movie.
That's a lot to ask.
I think that's too much to ask.
You know what a good movie is?
Culture.
Few Good Men. A Few Good Men is the right kind of movie. That's a good movie.
A courtroom drama?
I mean, it wasn't. Not much of that movie takes place in a courtroom. Very little. That's a good movie.
How old is that movie?
That's an old movie.
It's 30 years old.
I'm using it as a template. There's other movies like that I just didn't pop into my head right away.
The movies were good in the 90s.
Casablanca. Now that's a film.
I did not say, I gave you A Few Good Men, a heralded movie. That movie.
Harold and Maude.
1990.
Not Harold and Maude.
92.
It's an example. It's a template.
Give me a recent example.
Like The Sound of Music. Just what first thing that comes to mind for you when you think of modern good movie?
I'm having a bit of a moment trying to find
it. It's difficult. I don't blame you.
Gone with the Wind, or what do you think of? Wizard of Oz.
You ever seen Rear Window?
Oh my gosh.
Hitchcock knew how to do it, guys.
Let's see.
I think I've been, I think you guys, wouldn't you agree that most movies have a lot of movies get made with a different starting point than they used to?
Yeah, for sure.
Money.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah the starting point is marketability, reach the broadest audience possible, reach the most, every country, it's a broad view of revenue and not every, you know, it's not artistry necessarily.
How about,
they
cyclical.
Build bands this way too, by the way.
Things are cyclical though. I think, you know, 10 years, 20 years from now, it'll get back to where, I mean, it still is always about the money. What used to make money was great films. And then it, as things made more and more money, it was just, you know, wide appeal, mass appeal, kind of formulaic. As people tire of that, the ones that people will go and spend the money on in a movie theater will be, wow, that was really great. Incredible word of mouth. Like, everyone's talking about this movie. We just got to give it time to come back to the good days.
You ever see Green Book?
No.
I did not.
With Viggo Mortensen? You never saw that?
Nope. Never heard of it.
I was trying to give you a slightly newer.
What about Birdman?
I didn't see Birdman.
You don't love Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Not enough. I don't know. I was trying to look up the last 20, like,
Best Picture winners.
Yeah, is that what you just did?
Yeah.
Is that where you got Birdman?
Yeah.
Argo was a good movie.
Yeah.
Crash? Do you remember Crash?
I never saw it.
Oh, Crash was a good movie.
It's about people crashing in cars.
One of them.
Into you? Like...
Crash! Right.
You like the fart sniffy movies.
It's not a fart sniffing movie. I just want a good drama with good actors and a good plot.
Jay, have you seen Crash?
No.
Yeah. Well,
how have neither of you seen Crash?
Because it's fart sniffy. Smells bad.
So if you haven't seen it,
yeah,
it's a bad movie.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I've seen all the good movies. I've seen all the good movies.
Oh.
I'll let you know if it was good.
Yeah.
All right. We're moving on.
Okay.
Is this real life?
All right. Who's starting off our Is This Real Life segment today? We've got real life news stories that, well, they're real, and we were shocked to find them.
Yeah. I will kick mine off. I think mine is a bit older, but I've just recently been, it's been brought to my attention, and it's perfect for this show. So there was a flight that was, you know, flying people around as they do. It was from Washington to Dallas, I believe. Okay. Cities don't really matter.
It's a long flight, though.
But passengers start complaining of they're smelling burnt matches. That's not good. Like, that is an issue on an airplane. Eventually, they make an emergency landing. All the passengers are pulled off the plane. Got to put them all in secure screening areas by the FBI. The FBI is now involved in this because, look, I mean, you smell burning on a plane. In this modern world, you got to be worried about,
like a
threat. So they detain everyone. They bring the dogs in. The dogs are searching the plane. Eventually, they do find matches underneath the seat. Easy. Got the seat. We can track down who was in the seat. So they find the lady, and they start to interrogate her, at which point she confesses she, in fact, had been lighting and blowing out matches because she had the smelly farts voice.
Oh, my goodness.
She had the smelly farts.
Oh, my goodness.
And her plan on an airplane was to light matches.
Wait a minute.
Which totally works, by the way, but on a plane.
Wait. So this lady tried so hard to cover up her farts that it is now deboarding the plane, taking everyone into the FBI, and the story obviously got out, and is currently continuing to be proliferated here on this mega show.
Her
farts are famous.
The end result was the passenger's name was not released to the public. I mean, I'm sure there are people who
fart
know.
Lady.
The fart lady. But she was, in fact, banned from the airline.
Oh, man. For farts, right? Banned for farts.
Imagine being on a plane and your farts are just so bad. Number one, that you can't just go to the bathroom and fart it out. But you're lighting matches.
Look.
It's incredible.
This is not.
It's a good story.
this is not new information to this lady. She brought matches.
She was ready.
She was prepared for these farts. She knew what was going on. And she was like, there's only one way I could fly on this plane. I got to light some matches.
That's such an old school way to deal with farts, too. Like, if you go to a grandparent's house, in their bathroom, there'll be matches. Because that's how people dealt with farts back then. Is that like a go-to thing for like people our age now? Should we be providing matches?
Matches should be in every bathroom.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You believe in it?
Oh, really?
You support it?
Yeah. Striking a
Everybody
match.
Everybody should have a chance to like light a match.
Striking a match to me in the whatever is.
And it scientifically helps, right?
Yes. I've never done the science, but I've done the experiment.
No, I've heard of it too. So.
And like, I mean, Febreze and potpourri and stuff, it works way better. Because it's not. You know, like when you spray the potpourri, you get the poopy potpourri smell.
Yeah,
that's
a combo.
Like when you do the match, it is far more match than it is poopy match.
Who doesn't like striking a match?
Yeah,
too?
It feels good.
Honestly, we don't strike matches that much.
That's just fun.
Yeah.
It's just fun. I was at a restaurant last night, and on the way out, I see, you know, where they got like the toothpicks and the mints.
Mm-hmm.
They got matches.
Well, that could also be for the smokers.
Sure, but I... You bet your bottom dollar I took a matchbook.
Well, there
I was
you
like,
go.
Dude, there's, I don't think I own matches. I didn't own matches. I do now.
Did the match industry go under with the smoking industry?
Yeah, I mean, also I think lighters.
Lighters in general?
Yeah. Lighters just really kicked matches' butts.
Yeah.
They're like, dude, check this out.
They're like, how many times can you use your match? Once? What a loser.
Wow. I don't know.
Better let it quick. Ooh, yeah. It's out.
I'm going to read you mine real quick. It's brief. It's really, just one line in particular got me. It says, robbery suspect who eluded capture in a vehicle on a bike in a sailboat arrested. Vermont armed robbery suspect who police say eluded capture in the past week in a vehicle on a stolen bike on foot and in a stolen sailboat was arrested on Thursday after he was spotted in a kayak on the river.
What?
But the very best part is the quote from the Burlington police chief, who said, quote, because of the unusualness of Mr. Edson's various modes of flight, from cars to bikes to paddleboards to sailboats to tractors, it's easy to lose sight of the fact that Mr. Edson is a dangerous person.
Oh, my God. Because he's pretty cool.
Don't
forget he's dangerous. I know you're gonna love this guy.
What can this guy not do?
I mean, and the best part is that they finally catch him out on a kayak, which I don't think that's where you want to be.
Was he on the run in the kayak, or is he just kayaking?
I think he was progressing.
Catch me if you can, covers. Just. Oh, no, they're walking alongside the river.
You get the current, there's no way they're catching
him. They spotted him on the kayak 21 miles away from Burlington. He landed the kayak, ran away, and then jumped into the river and swam to the southern shore where he was then arrested.
He was on his way to his helicopter.
But they all asked for his autograph when they picked him up, I'm sure. So.
Wow.
I appreciate this man's diversity of transportation.
Yeah, that's very impressive. Speaking of transportation, and also, you want to talk about a story that could have used the cake power.
Okay.
This one could have. An Australian woman survived 5 days in the bushland on wine and candy. So that's the...
Wait, what?
An Australian woman survives 5 days bushland on wine and candy.
Wine okay. and candy.
Wine and candy. She could have used some cake. I mean, she was very limited.
But so she had calories.
How did she end up with those two objects going into the bushland?
Yeah, so she got lost. She did not mean to go into... She was on the way to some, I don't
like
know,
like a Valentine's Day date?
Dam. I think she was going to some famous dam and got lost on the way there in this middle of this giant Australian bushland. And when she went to turn around, her car got stuck in the mud. And she was kind of in the middle of nowhere. And no family knew that she was gone. And she was like 37 miles away from the nearest town. And so she's out here, you know, needle in a haystack type of rescue operation. And she's just got to survive. The nights are cold. And the only thing she had in her car, she doesn't drink. She was bringing a bottle of wine.
She
as
does
a
now.
Gift. Yeah. She's like, drinking saved my life. But that was the only liquid she had for 5 days was this bottle of wine and candy. And she survived for
5 days?
She survived 5 days.
Do we know the candy type?
We don't. It didn't share. I don't know if this was a,
is there
a Pinot Noir.
Is there a more sustaining candy? Like Snickers bars? I mean, that'd be.
Yeah, you got to get Snickers.
Satisfies.
Yeah, it satisfies.
It's got protein.
Like, I mean, feeling you hungry? Probably not. Like
you don't want Skittles.
Probably not. Or the ropes. Can you use those to, like.
As a tool?
For the wine?
I mean, I would have turned
what,
that.
As a straw?
I would have turned that car into a cake pronto. I've been like, it's okay. I could survive a while here.
How long could you live on cake alone?
Oh, a long time. Long, long time.
Cake and water?
Yeah, cake and water. I mean, I was including
live,
water.
Like, one flavor, though. One flavor of
sugar. Let's break this down for a second, because we have a second before the draft. If you are... I don't remember school much. But I remember there's these things called like complex carbohydrates or complex proteins or whatever. Okay. Like, isn't there like rice and beans? When you put them all together, you get all the amino acids you need or something like that. Anybody over there go to school?
Nope.
Nobody here?
No.
Biologist?
No.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
We're dumb.
Yeah. Well, Papa Josh is here. Thanks for kind of like making
a
small
whispering
sound
into
microphone.
The microphone.
Could you pull the microphone to your face?
I don't want to be on the hook for this if I get it wrong.
So. Oh, well, yeah. You're on the spot.
But I remember there being like...
What do you want? Complex versus...
No, you just need to have like beans and rice. They go together and you get all the things you need for food. So you could live on beans and rice.
Franks and beans.
Rice and beans. Beans and rice is a famous saying for that purpose. But like cake doesn't give you everything you need, right?
No.
Right. You don't get protein in cake. So how long could you live a year on cake and water?
Yeah, you could live a year on cake. You're going to end up with diseases. So like the reason that, you know, pirates got scurvy is because they ate just basically only potatoes and they didn't have enough of the other vitamins they needed to, you know, properly survive. So they developed scurvy
complete
and other
protein.
Things. But you can live a long time with scurvy, I think.
Yeah, as long as you have...
Beans alone and rice alone both lack certain essential amino acids. If eaten together, each contributes to what is missing to form a complete protein. That is what I was referring to.
Really?
So franks and beans is everything you need.
Now, I decided to ask AI how long a person could live.
Okay.
On only cake and water. And
they'll
it said,
know.
It said, you will have severe nutritional deficiencies, as you said. No fiber. You'll have psychological effects.
Comma, fatty, comma. You'll
have diabetes.
I mean, they didn't give me a date.
They didn't.
They didn't tell me how many days on a calendar.
Well, shame them. Shame them in your text.
How
and tell
many
them-
days would you estimate? Cake will keep you alive. But you will be malnourished and you'll be vitamin deficient.
Yeah, we know that. Give me the day. I want how many days?
I think a very, very long time.
Rough estimate is what it says it's going to give me here in a minute.
Oh.
But it says it's dependent on the type of cake. Short term?
Type of cake. What kind of cake? Is this red velvet?
I imagine if you had like chocolate in it, it'd be better, right?
I mean, I guess if it's a carrot cake, you get you know what I mean? You get a little bit of vitamins.
It says long term, months wise, a person would face life threatening complications due to severe malnutrition, organ failure, and immune system collapse. Survival beyond a few months would be unlikely without an intervention. Only a few months.
Wow.
But I didn't put the Pinot Noir in there, so.
Yeah. What happens when the wine and the cake mix together?
That's like
rice
and
beans. Complete protein. Wow. So not on the normal list of things you want to be like out stuck in the wild with.
No, but it works.
A bare necessity.
If you are going to be traveling, make sure you have candy and wine.
Thank you, Jeremy, for hunting down that complete protein thing that made me sound somewhat like I paid attention in school.
I'd never heard that.
I'm surprised, Mike. You're normally...
I mean,
you
I
got
like
good grades.
I like rice and beans.
Yeah,
like,
just
how did humans? We figured it out before there was an actual
rice
nutritional
and beans,
value.
You
to
need
it.
Them both.
They're great.
All right, we're ready to draft.
Yep.
The Spitballers draft.
Well, today we are drafting things that are fragile.
I don't know what that was.
What in the world?
Well, my throat kind of got a little stuck while I was going to, I was going to give like
a. What sound was that?
I was just going to give a, and then it got stuck. And
you went,
Well.
Jason loves fragile things.
All right.
I don't feel like there's any sort of one-on-one in this draft.
Definitely not.
So I'm going to, I got a long wait because I got a couple I kind of want for my team of fragile things. But I'm going to go with a fun one to start with. Bubbles.
Bubbles. Okay. It's on my list.
I'm going with Bubbles.
Yeah.
Bubbles are so fragile, you can't even touch them. They pop.
You better be covered in soap.
Yeah.
Or that bubble doesn't stand a chance.
So I'll go with Bubbles. It's the number one pick. It's a fun, lively pick.
We need more Bubbles.
There's no way that if you had more Bubbles on your week-to-week, month-to-month basis, you aren't a happier person.
Bubbles cannot make you sad.
No bubbles ever made somebody sad.
You can overbubble. Just throwing this out there. You can overbubble.
How would you over? Unless you're getting like a slick
floor. That's what
floor.
I'm talking about. I'm talking about. No, I'm talking about the slick floors. I love Bubbles. Don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm super pro bubble. I think bubbles are going to make you happy. But the bubble residue on the ground, if you have too much, you
dangerous.
Can, yeah, that's
what.
That's,
what about a new device that is just for happiness? It sits in the corner of your room. It's motion activated. When you walk into the room, it shoots out a few bubbles.
Oh,
we're not talking
about
a lot of bubbles.
No, that's awesome.
You just get to see more bubbles more often.
Just every time you walk into the room, a couple bubbles go up.
A couple
like
bubbles.
You.
A couple bubbles. That's what it's called.
Yeah, it's called
bubbles.
A couple bubbles.
Couple bubbles.
Bubble dribble.
So Bubbles is my pick.
All right.
Who's all up? Right.
I'm up. All right, so you took the very fun, very, very happy and light Bubbles.
Yeah.
And I will go with the far darker, we'll go with your ego. Yeah.
Really? You're coming with the secret?
Yeah.
We're coming. The secret thing at the top.
The number two pick. We are taking your ego because it is fragile and it will break. And once it is shattered into pieces, you are left with nothing.
Okay. No wonder he likes the fart sniffer movies.
Yeah. Look, it's on my list.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
I got to it first.
It was the first thing I thought of when you talk about fragile things.
You're supposed to bring in the curveball later, Mike.
Well, maybe I still will.
Mm.
All right. Jason, you got two picks. Things that are fragile. We got Bubbles and ego.
All right.
Which route are you going to take?
I'm going to go with something that is, in my mind, I have
fragile.
I have bonus points for valuable. And so
what?
Yeah.
Why is there bonus points?
He's making
because,
his own rules.
No, I'm just saying when I look at what matters that is fragile, if I were to drop my plate.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fragile. It breaks.
Mm-hmm.
But if I drop my Fabergé egg, that is fragile. That is something that you don't want to touch. You don't want to move it. Because of its fragility. Its fragility is what you
What's
know.
What's Fabergé, by the way?
Fabergé?
Yeah. What? Like in 60 seconds.
Fabergé is the layers of work that have meaning and then they.
You
develop
got no
it into,
clue, do
I
you?
Have no idea. But
what is
yeah.
it made out of?
Is it's made out of Fabergé.
Is a Fabergé egg actually fragile?
Yes.
No, that's Fabergé egg.
No, I did Google that earlier to see, and Fabergé eggs are very fragile.
Also, how does that become a thing?
Right, like a super expensive,
how are rich people
fragile
like,
egg?
This is
a jeweled egg created by the jewelry firm House of Fabergé. So it has nothing to do with
Fabergé.
Nothing to do with
this. This is a brand?
It's not the material. It's from a Russian company called Fabergé.
And
they only made 69 of them, of which 57 of them survived.
Oh, so they're not making Fabergé eggs anymore?
No, they were only
there are only this.
So it's the scarcity.
There's only 52.
Now imagine how fragile that feels in your house. There's 52 of these things left.
Are they really fragile? I don't know.
Yeah, they are. Like,
so they will break if you drop them?
Google it.
Yeah. There once were 69 of these.
Yes.
You can see a picture
because they're fragile.
You can see a picture of every single one of them. It's like a collection of Fabergé. My mind is blown. I thought Fabergé was like paper mache or something. Like, it's just.
I'm with you.
All right. So you took a Fabergé egg.
Yeah.
Okay, bougie boy. What are you taking next?
Next, I'm going with
regular egg.
Regular egg.
It's
do
all,
it.
All
do
eggs
it.
All
I dare
the time.
You.
Oh, man, that's a good pick. I mean, that's really fragile. Drop an egg on the ground, you know what's going to happen.
It's on surviving. My list. He's tempted.
I am so tempted to have if only there were two more types of fragile
I
eggs.
I bet you can find them.
The yolk? When you're flipping
just
when you're flying?
It is. It is very
fragile. But no, I'm going to go with ancient texts. I'm going with like ancient, you know, like scrolls. These the paper will fall apart. It's so old, you can't touch it.
Old paper. Old
This draft is lost already. This draft is lost. Wow, ancient texts.
Ancient
got
texts.
Got it.
It's super, I don't even understand why that's a bad pick. It's
they are bad. Fragile. Ancient
They're
books, old
fragile.
Books.
It's not a bad pick. It's just funny because like it's ancient texts. It's old paper. Is what it's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it is fragile.
Ancient yes. texts are more valuable. I told you, I'm putting an emphasis on value here.
Mike, you are up.
An old manuscript?
Like, the hard part is, I could say ancient, insert any word here, and it is now a fragile item.
Man, you should have done that. Should have thought about that.
Ancient people.
Ancient bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Jason, ancient eggs.
Ooh. Oh,
actually, fossil eggs,
actually,
man.
That was your third
actually,
one.
Those are no longer fragile.
Nails?
Those,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Petrified.
I'm sorry, Al. Go on, Mike. You got
all right.
You got a pick.
So from that.
By the way, I started this with bubbles.
You did, and I will combine bubbles with my next pick. Trust. It's a fragile thing, guys.
Because
the second you break your trust with someone. You're never going to get it back.
Oh,
it can't be repaired.
Okay.
It's fragile.
It's fragile. Trust is a fragile thing. You're not wrong.
Thank you.
You might be stupid, but you're not wrong.
Thank you.
Andy does not like your pick of trust.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
We're just making a correction of some of the most important.
I made the pick of bubbles, well, and since then we've got ego, trust, Fabergé eggs, and ancient
I
texts.
Bet you feel you, real dumb
this
for
is
your
the worst.
Our lists are crushing,
yeah.
Mike.
We're doing important things over
I mean,
here.
Bubble
now,
boys.
Now it just seems like what I pick is dumb.
Yeah, probably. What are you going to pick?
Well, spider webs is going to be my next pick.
Those are very fragile. I mean, well,
268
like,
episodes for me to want to quit.
Oh, man.
Bubbles and spider webs.
Okay.
And then.
Great news. You have another pick.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I had trust on my list.
Yeah.
But it was for like the last pick of the draft after everybody picked normal things.
Mm.
I also had eggs on my list.
You can still take
them. Eggs.
You just can't. You can't buy them from the Fabergé company.
So I got to make another pick.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Porcelain.
Okay.
I'm taking porcelain.
Okay.
Everybody's handled something that's porcelain, and you know you're just a split second away from breaking it. You can accidentally break porcelain just by setting it down on the counter. You don't even mean to break it. You just set it down, and it's like, oh, it's broken.
Yeah. What'd you do?
I put it down,
and it broke.
Which makes me surprised that our toilets
don't break.
Why can
we sit
break?
On these toilets?
Because it's thicker.
So thick porcelain's okay?
Yeah, like if you put enough porcelain together, I guess we're fine. But if you hit that porcelain with a sledgehammer.
But don't you put porcelain like in your teeth? Like, isn't that used as a filling?
No, that's used for veneers, though.
But doesn't that seem like the opposite of fragile?
Yeah, why is it so strong in my mouth?
But like on a doll.
But like any.
Porcelain
doll. You're going to
break that.
Because
that's very thin.
And any of the like china. Like,
right, yeah, fine
you know,
china.
Fine
yeah.
china. Anything that you're serving is porcelain and it can break. I don't know.
There's two types of porcelain. That's what I'm learning. There's a fragile porcelain, and then there's the toughest material ever. When you need something really reliable, like in your teeth or your toilet, porcelain.
But if you need something real fragile for your food, porcelain.
Yep, that's right.
Or a mug, right? Almost all mug. See, it's the heat transfer. Porcelain holds heat, I think.
Okay. All right. Am I back on the clock?
We know so little of the world.
Speaking of that,
he's just preparing himself for some ridiculous pick.
So I will follow up your porcelain pick with Civilization, boys. Civilization, it is fragile.
Yes,
I think we learned a thing or two in the pandemic that we are hanging on by just a couple threads, and the second that one of those things breaks down, we're all done.
Jason's got
it's fragile.
Mike's got ethereal thoughts. Jason has expensive things.
Yeah.
And you're over here with just
just fragile stuff.
Useless garbage.
Junk.
Fragile stuff.
Spider webs.
So,
bubbles.
Civilization. Thank you, Mike. Jason, you have your final two picks.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. What is expensive? I'm going to go with babies. So
they're actually pretty durable.
Well, I mean, it's a sliding scale, right? They are more durable than oftentimes they
are.
Wait,
are you drafting babies?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Babies, okay.
Babies is on my list.
Babies.
I mean, look, there are certain things in life you don't want to drop. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I don't want to drop this fine china. Why? Because it'll break.
Right.
What would you rather drop, Mike?
Between a baby and
fine china.
I would rather drop fine china, Jason.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but what's more expensive? I would assume you'd save the china based on your priority list.
No, definitely the babies are more expensive. Hard.
Yeah, he didn't say Fabergé eggs.
Right.
Or babies.
Yeah. Because there's only 52 of those. So you got to be real careful with.
So you've taken the top three picks of Fabergé eggs, ancient texts, and babies.
That's right.
At least it's not like only certain babies. You included all babies.
Oh, all babies. They're all fragile.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now I'm going to go towards Mike's list.
Oh, you're going to ruin it for him. He's looking to hit the grand slam here.
Yeah. I'm going to go with
existential thoughts.
The human heart.
Oh, that's such a good pick.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
That's such a good pick.
It's so fragile. You know, we can be hurt so easily. And our love can be broken. Our human condition.
I say this with the utmost respect. You
pick.
Two are idiots.
That's an incredible pick.
Thank you, Mike.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
So
I love
your list. Are you going to flip it back and pick one of Jason's?
No. My last pick is not. Are you done?
Yeah, no.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
I'm
you
done,
got babies.
I'm done. I got babies. Oh, yeah, you got babies.
It's not expensive, but it's fleeting. Mirror Mono. So I got Ego, Trust, Civilization. And for my last pick, I will take Sandcastles. I mean, one wave, one misstep along the beach, that castle has crumbled.
One jerk little kid?
Yeah.
Just coming up, soccer kick my castle?
I mean, a frisbee and a dog? All that work?
Sandcastles is on my list.
Yeah!
Yeah. But somehow I just feel like the final one you picked was just the manifestation. It's now I'm thinking of it deeply. It's like, the sandcastle. It's much like the ego and the trust and the civilization. It can be washed away in but a moment.
Oh, man.
You dummy. I mean, my picks are so bad now.
Time. What you got for us? Can you take us home?
Yeah, close it out. It's just the last pick. Make it a good one.
It's snowflakes. How about that?
Perfect.
How about snowflakes?
Oh, yeah, very fragile.
No two are the same.
Least favorite draft of my life.
I had thoroughly enjoyed this,
was
Mike.
A great time. My list is sensational.
It really is.
Jay, your list with
so valuable.
You know what else is fragile? The run of a podcast like this. You know what I mean, Al? Don't you feel that on today's show?
I thought it was great.
Yeah. No one took glass in
the 12
picks.
I have a wine glass on my list, but I felt like it just wasn't
that's not
expensive enough.
Yeah,
that's
with not... wine in it, though?
Oh, that's even more fragile.
But it could be worth more.
That's true. It's a very expensive wine. What else do we have? I have an urn. That's one.
Have you ever had a Fabergé urn?
I was really thinking, like, what do I not want to drop? You know what I mean?
Okay.
That was the basis.
No, that's the basis of the babies and the eggs. And
yeah. And the urn.
And your heart.
Light bulbs?
I had I specifically went fluorescent light bulbs.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just because those,
sure.
Aren't they poisonous or something?
So they're more fragile?
You're thinking of the
because of
CFLs.
The poison?
Yeah,
CFLs
yeah.
are,
the big,
got mercury in them.
Well, like the big long, aren't those fluorescent?
That's a fluorescent.
Yeah. Those aren't poisonous.
I thought you can't, like, if it breaks, you can't be around it or something. You can't breathe it in.
Oh, you're thinking of a nuclear weapon.
Oh, yeah. Plutonium.
Oh, yellow cake. Yeah.
Christmas tree ornaments.
Yeah, I had ornaments on
I
my
took
list.
Down, I just took down my Christmas tree. And they don't, Christmas ornaments now, like any of the balls that you buy, like the colored ball, they're all plastic. And they all used to be glass. So I dropped so many. I mean, I dropped. I was thinking while I was doing it how much glass would be on the ground in my house for the amount that I accidentally dropped taking them off my tree.
I have done that like years and years ago.
Oh, with the glass ones?
Yeah.
Well, oh, those are little jagged murder shards.
It
too.
Was. So you had the plastic container where it's all leveled, but it's the one where it's like multiple ones attached together. Mm-hmm. Well, it was apparently very cheap. And as I was pulling it down, just crashed three of the shelves of ornaments go to the ground in the garage, just shatter everywhere. And my wife comes in, is like, "What happened?" And I said, "I ruined Christmas."
This was on the way to set up the Christmas tree. Oh no,
I ruined Christmas. Yeah,
this was Christmas Eve. We were late to the party.
Oh, I would never.
I think humans have been dropping all sorts of stuff for a long time, and all human progress is converting those things into less breakable items.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done a good job,
and that's why we got to fix this porcelain thing. We got to get the toilet porcelain,
steel toilet,
the toilet, and the teeth. People, there is. Have you ever used a metal toilet?
I know where those
like
are.
Like in a park,
in prison,
but they're also like at parks. You'll get them there too.
Yeah, it's a little cold,
uncomfortable.
It's a little cold on the tush if you need to, you know,
make a poop.
Yeah, that's another fragile one ply.
Oh, yeah.
That should have been my pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. You two knuckleheads.
What did we learn today?
Learned that Andy is not sophisticated in taking
I picked bubbles, guys.
He doesn't take our drafts very seriously.
No, he doesn't.
I'm sorry.
He really, really needed
it's
to step
jokes.
Up to the plate.
I need to look deeper.
I learned that Mike likes fart sniffy movies. I did not know that about you. I mean, I knew you like bad movies like Blade Runner, but not fart sniffy movies, which,
to be fair, those are
very similar.
And I learned that nobody else in this entire studio here knows what a complete protein is, apparently. So I was sophisticated there, wasn't I?
I'm told that I should eat my body's weight in protein every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait. Your body's weight?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Not you, like the grams.
Okay,
sorry.
Yeah.
Weight in grams. 200 pounds of protein.
Jason kept saying no.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.